was wondering how you were planning on getting my attention tonight. Being under my desk won't do that. Hide down there, little service slut. I missed you today. You must have missed me, too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be down there in my favorite outfit. Nothing but your collar and leash. Here, come on. Let me walk you out of it a little bit. So I can get a better look at you. Never gets old seeing you like that. Looking up at me. Needy. Cloudy. You would do anything I told you to, wouldn't you? That's a good girl. Sir missed you, and you missed him. And that's why you belong to me. And why you get this nice little collar. Snug, perfectly fitted. Perfectly tailored to you so that I can yank you closer when I want to. You look so sweet against my leg. That's not all you want to do, though, is it? You wouldn't wait under my desk just to nuzzle my leg. Well, maybe you would. But I get the feeling you had ulterior motives in mind. So, what were they? Yeah, and how are you gonna serve me? You do love to use those hands, don't you? That's so sweet. It's so one-sided, though. That's all you want to do? Serve me? It's hot. I love it when you say things like that. And I want to believe that you get just as much out of it as I do, but I don't know that I do. And I don't know that you believe that either. Otherwise, you wouldn't have left that vibrator behind you where your cunt was when I first walked in, would you? Don't play coy now. Coy isn't the game you wanted to play tonight, is it? Did you want to race? Or did you just want to feel something on your throbbing cunt while you stroked me to a finish? Suddenly, you're too shy to speak. It's precious. I do like that about you. You manage to be sweet and pliable, but you are so fucking filthy. You just need your hands around a cock all the time. They itch. But my cock aches for you, too. So, get back to your position, and I'll sit down in the chair, like you must have planned. Cunt right on the vibrator. Good girl. All mine for a reason. Let's get a little closer here. Is this the angle you wanted? Maybe a little unrealistic for me to not realize that you were down here, but I can't fault the spirit of the plan. It is my favorite thing to do. Be worshipped by you. While I pretend that I can concentrate enough to work. Good girl. Turn that vibrator on. And lube up your hands. That girl. Wow. Such a strong reaction already. I like that. Here. Let me make it worse by getting my cock out. And then you can focus your energy on that, since apparently all you need is to get your hands on it. You nice and lubed up for me? Stroke me then. Oh. Good girl. You really did want cock today. Well, the way you're already pumping. God, you look so good doing that with that collar on. I love being reminded that I own you. And that I chose correctly. God, your hands are fucking good. Slower. I'm not gonna let you escape the struggle. You think if I come faster, I'm not gonna make you finish on that vibrator? You gotta think. You gotta think about more than my orgasm, you know. I want yours too. Slower. And stay slow. That doesn't mean do that. Fuck. Oh, you're just determined to be a brat, even when serving me. Put all of your weight on that vibrator. You're gonna make my stomach cave in. I'm gonna do the same to you. Good girl. That's it. Grind against it. Come on. I know you can. I've seen you do this. Oh, good girl. You get to have orgasms too, you know. You don't have to be here just to serve me every day. God, not that you don't feel and look incredible. But I want more for you than just my cum. God. Slower. You know what? Good as your hands are, take them off. Off. Just struggle on that vibrator for me a little bit. I just want to watch you get lost in that pleasure. Before I turn you around, push you against this desk and fuck you when I can't see it. Maybe I'll catch a glance of it off this mirror. I delight in that struggle of yours. It is so precious. You know that vibrator fucks you up, especially when I'm talking to you like this. If I'm pulling that leash. You probably just almost came right fucking there. Good girl. Okay. Let's leave the vibrator out of this now. Turn it off. And save the battery for later. We're gonna need it. Now. Up. I didn't expect to have to pull you by your leash to get you up here. Usually hop at the first chance to hop on my cock. Turn around. Now, doesn't this feel better? Me right up against you. Oh, your cunt certainly thinks so. You are dripping. My God. I don't think I'm going to be able to stop myself from pushing inside you very long, so tell me you're ready. Good fucking girl. Fuck, you're tight. You stroking me like that didn't do me any favors. Thankfully, I think that vibrator fucked you as hard as I'm about to. You just like hearing me say these things to you. The other sensations must be a bonus. How bad I fuck you up just by telling you how I'm gonna fuck you up. Good girl. God, you feel great. You always know exactly when to squeeze. Point taken. That hair. Too pretty not to pull. Give me this. There. I always like using your collar and your leash, but your hair. That's my favorite handle. I should get a handle on you a lot more often, shouldn't I? Make you take the orgasms that you deserve. So you don't just wait under my desk, by my door, by my bed, to give me orgasms. You're so perfect at it. But you're mine, and being mine means that you accept that I can treat you well. And not just as my toy. But don't worry, you'll still be that. Oh, fuck. That's squeeze. You're fucking me up. But I know I'm not alone there. Think about how bad you wanted to serve me all day. And remember that serving me means being served sometimes. So, I want you to come. I want you to come for me. Come on. I want every last fucking drop that you've been holding out. All those times you milk me and I never get to milk you. That ends tonight. You're not going to ignore your needs anymore. I'm going to force them to be met. So beg me to come. And then come. Come for me. Beg while you're coming. Come on, it helps me. Beg me. And come for me. Come for me. Fuck. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Sorry. I didn't mean to pull your hair that hard. Good girl. Fuck, you're tight. Turn around. And give me that hair again.